GPS isn't perfect on every address, so it'll get you right there, but then you got to kind of pay attention to your actual outside surroundings.
Yes, that's 100%, and I know that every time we go up north, and the GPS says go this way, we go this way, but it's not. That's why every time we go, we have two GPS. One is on your cell phone, the other one is Garmin. I got Garmin GPS, and you turn the Garmin on. Oh, you got to go another half a mile. But when you look at the GPS on your cell phone, no, it's about 200 feet. It does that up north a lot.
Yeah, it makes arbitrary decisions and then puts that in as your route, and that is what it is. There's like 6-7 years ago, I noticed. You know, I've been going to that place in the UP for decades, but like 6-7 years ago, I noticed all of a sudden all these cars are coming off this one road, and when you're going the other way, they're turning down back that road. And I'm like, if you're going across the UP and you just want to go back and forth across, that is not the best road, because there's like 25 lights, there's a couple of small cities where you got to slow down to 25. Like, I'm not sure what's going on there. And then I realized one of my buddies came up to visit me, and he's like, well, Apple Maps routed me on this one. And I looked at his route, and I'm like, oh, that's what it is. Apple Maps is routing you down that one. And that's really not the best way to go. It actually is the shortest way, but it's not the quickest way, because there's several small towns. You know, you go down, when it goes down that road, there's like 3 or 4 little small towns you got to slow down to 25 on, and I can't believe they wouldn't take that into account. But I'm like, no, that's not the, and all the bigger trucks go down that road too. And I'm like, so now you're going to be behind bigger trucks that are going the speed limit when everybody's usually doing 10 over, and like I'm not going down there. I go this way. I go a different route because there's less traffic and there's less small towns where I got to slow down on.
That's for sure. But I have that Garmin. It gives you a good, but you know what? Sometimes it doesn't give you, all the way down. It gives you what is it, but it's on the other side. It told me the building, it's on the right side, but no, it's on the other side because the address. And it does that by the airport, by Metropolitan Airport. I don't know what it is, but that's how the Garmin works.